Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from Reno, Nevada. We're back as we hear from the Golden Arches in just a moment.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Get out of my winter wheat! Can't you read the sign? It says no trespassing. That means you, annual ryegrass, and you, downy brome, and hey, wild oats! I've got my eye on you, pal.
Olympus Flex herbicide controls or aids in control of up to 50 nasty grass and broadleaf weeds. And it offers great crop rotation options. To get Olympus Flex on your side of the fence, talk to a cereal expert. Your retailer. Always read and follow label directions.
Stewart Wholesale in Shawnee is the source for heavy-duty truck parts, winches, and accessories. New and used winches from Braden, Ramsey, and Tulsa, ranging from 8,000 to 150,000 pounds. Stewart Wholesale has Euclid suspension parts, Maxima LED lighting accessories, Goodnight brake products, Crosby blocks and hooks, and just about everything you can imagine for heavy-duty truck beds and accessories. If you need heavy-duty new and used parts for your winch trucks, call Stewart Wholesale at 1-800-256-3779.
We're reporting today from the 2008 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in Reno, Nevada, hearing during the Cattlemen's College from Rod Connell, who is in charge of beef and pork purchases for McDonald's USA. He says consumers love beef, but oftentimes other things get in the way of their loving beef because of perception. He pointed out a picture of a couple of steers and explained to those in attendance it could mean a lot of different things than what we see.
I see this as a couple of nice, fat feedlot steers. Look like they're getting pretty close to going to market. But a lot of times, images and stories are things that our customers don't fully understand. And that opens the door for other people to tell our story for us. And that's very dangerous. This same picture could be on the front of something about grain-fed versus grass-fed and greenhouse gas emissions, or it could be about a story on some of the research that's done that might be pointing towards ethanol byproducts having a bigger problem with E. coli. This could just be about confinement and mistreatment of animals. It's all about how these images that we all in this room see as, that's a pretty nice picture of some steers. But these are the kind of things, if they don't understand, in this example, the feeding industry, there's other people out there that are very willing to educate them and tell our story for us, and that's a very dangerous situation. So they love beef, they want to be able to sit down, they want to enjoy their meal, and they don't want to feel guilty about it. You know, it's important to understand that the customers are so far away from what we all do, what you do, what I do, and understanding where food comes from and how it's produced. If other people who don't have our industry's best interests in mind educate them before we do, we could all be in for some problems.
Rob Connell's message to producers, be sure and be proactive in telling your story to consumers. He says you need to do it in a personalized manner and be very direct and be honest about what you're telling consumers as you have that opportunity. One subject that raised a little bit of angst among the panelists of this particular session of Cattlemen's College, the question of cloning.
They're identical twins. I mean, why are they any different? But people get very, very uncomfortable, and this is one of those irrational things. And there's no basis in science. But in our opinion at McDonald's, this is one we're taking extremely serious. We have many, many people involved in figuring out answers to questions, figuring out our position, figuring out, you know, how do we respond to those questions.
And Rob Connell says at this point, McDonald's has not come up with a definitive position on cloning, but he says they're studying the issue and taking it very seriously. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock Credit offers the best of all worlds to our customers. Interest rates below New York Prime, stability for cattle financing through ups and downs in the market since 1932, and individual service based on your needs. Many of our customers tell us they wish they'd chosen National Livestock Credit 20 years earlier. Make the call today. You'll be glad you did. Let us explain the difference National Livestock Credit can make in your operation. Number to call is 800-310-0220. That's 800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz from the 2008 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in Reno, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.